Got Life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the bird.
From Cassie to the bird.
Yes, it's Friday. It's Friday. Welcome. It's hot outside. Wilmarie's in a mini skirt. Duncan has been running the desk for the whole day. Paten is in his, I don't know what you call those. What do you call those shorts?
They're called shorts. What do you mean? What do you call these?
No. There's some.
Just because you're looking slick today, eh? You want to try criticize my outfit now?
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Cliff Central. It's Black Life, baby. Hello.
Hello. You look like a pastor again.
Yeah. It's my new look, you know. Pastore, you know.
The last one was purple. This one's blue. So is it all dependent on your mood?
Yes. It depends on my clothing sponsor. You know, whatever they decide they want to give me on the day.
Have you been working on that sponsorship?
You know, ever since your talk, you know, I've been working
inspired.
On my sponsor. I'm inspired.
You're not trying to open a church, BC.
No, I'm not.
Not yet.
I'm not trying to compete against your pastor, the multi-billion rand deal that's happening there. No, I'm not trying to do that. No. But let's behave. We've got guests in studio this week. So no profanities, please. Dumisha's on Black Man's Time, like usual. So we'll just change that.
I'm very curious to see what time he's going to show up. So let's take a day.
That's a big word. Profanities.
Yes, please. Can we behave today?
I'm saying 1:45.
1:45. I'm saying 2 o'clock.
Okay, let's see.
So we'll get O'Neill to. Okay, so I'm at 2, you're at 1:45, right?
Yes.
And what are we betting on? A new car? Audi? Maybe?
Leave my car.
2 liter diesel, you know?
It's petrol.
Okay. We got studio guests. Welcome. We've got Sphere in the house.
Who's that?
That's me.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Welcome.
Hi there.
How are you, Sphere?
I'm good. It's pronounced like Sphere.
Yes, please spell it.
That's an interesting one. So you spell it T-Z-V-I-A.
Yeah.
You pronounce it?
Tzvia.
Okay, so you do hear...
Tzvia.
Okay.
So like you do hear the T-Z-V.
Okay.
It's Hebrew.
I think we all have quite interesting names here.
Yes, and we've got a whopping Sean.
Yeah, very easy.
That's a real Afrikaans one, hey? Is it Afrikaans, Sean?
It's actually Irish, but my surname is Afrikaans. That's Durant.
Durant.
But I'm a bit of both, so I can kind of switch between the two quite comfortably.
Oh, okay. Just not Mandarin. Because wants to talk easy. Afrikaans with you.
That's okay.
No, actually to you.
Met me?
Ja, maar jou Afrikaans is nie so sleg.
Nee, ek praat sywer Afrikaans, van Pretoria af.
Dis Tomisho wat sukkel.
Ja, Tomisho praat hy... I was going to say...
Swart man Afrikaans taal.
You see, she's out of hand already. She's out of hand already. Guys, okay. We're talking technology today. I know Sean is Mr. Gadgets and Trinklets and Gadgets, and he's obviously from Microsoft, GM of Microsoft Mobile Device South Africa. Jeez, that's a big label, Sean.
It's quite long, yeah. But if you've got time, you can get it out there quite quickly. I'm used to it now, but yeah, it is quite a mouthful.
Okay, so you'll explain to us obviously what you're doing from a Microsoft perspective, and then we've got the L word. No, wait, I got you.
So
I think
that means
I got you.
Sorry,
I'm very curious about this.
We've got the L word that's in the house today.
Which L word?
Laser.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Pateni, do you wax, eh? I mean, you wax your legs.
I'm considering it for 2015. I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Svi, tell us more about, you know, the Laser Boutique, basically, and what you guys do there.
Right. So we are non-surgical beauty professionals. Our specialty is laser, the Laser Boutique, and we import and treat using the very best groundbreaking result-driven lasers that there are. We brought into South Africa the very first pain-free permanent laser hair removal.
What?
Technology. That's right.
Pain-free?
Pain-free. And for all skin types as well. Darker skin types.
Pain-free hair removal.
Yeah. It's
not spots or anything. This is just hair.
It's real. Oh, there's different lasers for different issues. So we've got laser hair removal. We've got non-surgical facelifts, non-surgical liposuction.
I'm curious. I mean, do you must have guys as well.
Plenty.
You see.
About 30% of our clientele base.
That's
huge.
Guys.
Yeah.
They're getting more vain.
And how often do they come in? I mean, if I already start removing my hair, how often would I have to come in?
No,
to
you need more than Jesus, Petenny. But anyway.
We like to call it manscaping at the Laser Boutique. And,
okay.
And guys can come in every month. Well, it depends what you're coming in for. So if it's laser hair removal, you can come in between every 4 to 6 weeks. And remember, it's pain-free and it's permanent. So you'll only come for about, you need about 8 to 12 sessions. Okay. And once you're finished your sessions, that's it. You're hair-free.
Sure. Okay. So now you can remove all of Vilmarie's, like...
I don't have hair.
Scary...
Girls don't have hair. Huh? Girls do not poop. Girls do not...
we don't sweat. We
don't sweat. Yes. And if we do sweat, it's perfumed.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm interested in this...
In my hair.
Yes. In removing all of Vilmarie's hair. Do you also... I mean, from a man's perspective, right... Like you said, there's different shades of different shades of
beauty.
Gray, of gray. yeah, but so me as a dark guy, for example, would it be possible for me to also, you know, do this hair removal, you know?
Would he go white?
No.
Okay, can you chase her out of the show,
this
please? Duncan, please take this woman out of the show, hey?
I'm curious, what do the men come in for?
Laser hair removal.
But where?
On their, well, if a lot of men shave too high up to their eye, so we'd laser a straight shave line. Guys get hair between the eyebrows, a monobrow, so we'd laser in between.
Okay.
A lot of guys suffer from nasal hair. A lot of...
You even do that?
Nasal hair and ear hair. Hair on fingers and toes. Cyclists love to laser their entire
leg
up. Yeah.
But that's a process. I mean, what is that process?
It's all the same process. It's all the same process. You need to come in, have firstly a free consultation. You'll have a free test patch. You'll realize how pain-free it really is because most people think, you know, we're not telling the truth. It's magic. We call it magic. Because we can remove the hair.
But it's not permanent after one.
No.
How many times do you have to come back?
So you need to come back between 8 to 12 sessions, and that's because hair grows in cycles. You've got the anagen, catagen, and telogen phase of growth. And laser only works in the anagen stage of growth whilst the hair is growing. So we need to catch you when your hair is in the anagen stage of growth, which happens every 4 to 6 weeks. So you'll come in every 4 to 6 weeks. We laser you. The hair that's in the anagen stage of growth at that particular time will be targeted, stunted, and won't grow back. And so then you come back again.
Okay, so basically, so like 10 to 12 times, what you're saying? And,
yeah.
And the time period between... I mean,
between
your skin,
treatments,
yes.
4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so it's quite a long process then, like a year.
In a year, you can literally be completely hair-free.
Okay.
And think about how much money and how much time you spend shaving and plucking and waxing. And I mean, lots of men come in for their full backs and their chests and their stomachs.
Are there any side effects? I mean, you talk gym and whatnot, people talk supplements and all the other unnatural stuff. Yes, it works in the short term, and then they tell you in the long term there's one or two side effects. Lasers, if you're going to be removing your hair permanently, any side effects there?
None at all.
Okay.
It's been approved, FDA approved in the States. So, you know, the States, they're so strict there. So we only bring in, at the Laser Boutique, we only bring in lasers that have been approved by, you know, in the States by the FDA.
Okay.
And there are lots of contraindications. So when you do go into to a laser boutique, you must read, like, for example, if you're pregnant or if you're on certain medication, then you can't have laser treatment. Otherwise, there will be a side effect.
I mean,
when you come in, we first have a free consultation.
Okay.
Where we'll ask you all the necessary questions. And once we do a full assessment and do a test patch on you, you see how it works, you see how it feels, and then we move forward. Then we carry on with the treatments.
Wait, Mr. Latecomer, don't come here and tell us how you're doing and that. You know, you're out of order, comrade.
That's the one time that I do this.
Right.
I'm not running.
The one time.
I must say it's better than we thought. I thought it was going to be 140.
BC said two.
So it's campaign season. So we're just trying.
But it's always nice.
Okay, Vilmarie, we both lost for the record.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I've got a question though for Tavia. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
We're talking about safety, right? Of laser treatment and shaving with the laser and everything. What if, as a man, I come in and I want my nether regions permanently shaved?
Your what?
His Hollywood.
Yes,
his pubic hair.
Well, in a particular place, will that affect my ability to bear children and fertility and that sort of thing?
No.
I think none of the other guys asked this because
we were getting there.
No,
he just kind of put the cart before the horse. We were getting there slowly.
You're on black man's time, Tumisho. So whatever you say is not important.
How can I switch Monavisi's mic off?
There we go.
Okay.
So basically, there's nothing negative about it. It's just a timely process.
There's certain precautions that you need to take, and obviously with lasers, we're talking, this is medical lasers. They're serious machines. You need to have a certificate from Department of Health. You need to be completely and utterly trained. I mean, you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You could cause a lot of damage if you don't. And that's why at the Laser Boutique, our training is so strict. Mm. We've got, first we do theory training, then we do practical training, then the girls have to actually complete hours, like a pilot, where they treat a certain amount of friends and family.
Like hairdressers.
Yes.
Same thing. You've got to go through the whole training process, the ongoing. I'm quite curious, what would you do if you get a voucher now?
And there's one.
Oh, no. So please don't promise him such things. He'll need more than liposuction.
I'd probably get a Brazilian.
What's the key thing? Really?
No, a Hollywood.
They call it a Hollywood?
We call it a Hollywood extended.
Brazilian is old now. Yeah.
I get a goatee for my meat and two veg.
Okay. No, Sphere, he would need...
What?
He would need liposuction.
Oh, okay.
A lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Especially around the...
Switch off that mic.
Petani, come on. This is where you come in.
Nobody. Muddy the waters on your own.
But Sean, listen, it's a little different technology too.
This is completely different. Hell of interesting.
You're just smiling. Yeah. You're not saying anything. So what would you do, Sean?
This is not the kind of radio interview you're used to. You usually don't have clowns in radio stations. But we do here. His name is Monavis. So what would you do, Sean?
Putting me on the spot here.
Yeah,
I'm curious because you two are different profiles. We were talking about profiles last week.
Okay, yes, we were.
So we have now general manager. So what would you do at a laser?
If I was really pushed for an answer, and clearly I'm being pushed for one, I'd probably go legs, full legs, because I've kind of done that previously, but not through the laser route.
Come on, Sean.
It's been a waxing thing. Linked into cycling and gymming and all that sort of stuff. So if I was pushed for an answer, I think that's the same.
Come on, Sean, tell the truth. Shame the devil.
But did you like the waxing?
I hated it.
I think I love it.
So what would you do, Vilmarie?
For laser. Well, also legs, because I think that's any lady's biggest irritation.
Or underarms.
And underarms. Yes, bikini, definitely.
You see, everybody
starts. I do not have a moustache.
the goatee under the... No.
I don't have a problem with facial hair, so I'm lucky, yeah. But definitely underarms, also leg, bikini for sure. Mm. Yeah, those kind of things.
But what happens one day if you like change your mind? And you like part of one of those nudist sects that just like believe in doing things all natural, and then you want your leg hairs back?
No.
That would never happen?
No. Okay. You must remember, we start shaving at the age, from the age of, 13, 14?
I don't know, even younger now.
You know?
I've got a 9-year-old that comes in for upper lip laser because it's pain-free. Yeah, she goes to school and she gets teased.
Because of her
hair.
Yes.
She's got a moustache or upper lip.
And I mean, you can't help that. So if you start shaving from that age, trust me, if you can, you'll stop. So, I mean, I'm never going to change with that. If that's a process, but that's a long process, legs then.
No, because we've got On our machine, we've got two hand pieces. You've got a smaller hand piece and you've got a bigger one. Smaller one is for the contours of your face, and the bigger one for larger areas like backs, chest, arms, legs. So the larger hand piece allows you to treat a lot quicker. So, so it's not that long. You come in, 45 minutes, laser. It's the same time that you'd go in for a wax.
But basically, I'm sure people would want to know how much. Because so this is now, yeah.
Yes.
This is the catch.
Yes.
Well, before we get to how much, actually, because there's other treatments, surely, that you have apart from hair removal. Things
for sure.
Like when it comes to your face, getting rid of scratches, tattoos,
pigmentation, scarring. You were talking about
facelifts,
yes.
Acne, that sort of thing. So tell us about some of the more, I'd say, aesthetic treatments that you have, but that people actually need because they have a problem, especially when it comes to birthmarks on the face or a tattoo of an old lover on your cheek and you're broken up and it's awkward now.
Can it take tattoos off?
Mm. Wow.
Yes, yes. Wow. Yes.
You never had a tattoo of a lover on your cheek, potentially?
No, not a chance.
You have not lived.
So I can't tell you how you many people call in and say, please, can I get my tattoo removed? There are so many.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you guys do that sort of thing?
Yes, we do.
I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what it looks like on white skin if you take it off. What does it
it's
look like?
It's kind of like white. It's more white, hey? You like got a more white patch.
No, sometimes it's like a light pinkish type of a, it doesn't completely.
So there are many different lasers out there. The competition in the aesthetic industry is rife. You've got all the countries in the world that are trying to manufacture lasers, and they all have certain claims, and unless you're in the industry and unless all your time is spent testing and trying these lasers, will you actually ever know which is the best? So literally that's what I do all day, every day, is I test lasers, I check out what works, what doesn't work, and we only bring in and offer the best. There's certain lasers that work and we can promise and say, listen, you'll basically be hair-free, and there's certain lasers that have limitations.
Well, I think the one that we're specifically asking about is the tattoos, and she was asking about black skin. A lot of these lasers, are they tested on African skin or mostly Caucasian skin? So will they work?
Probably in all, but
all skin types. So the lasers that we import is from a company called Alma Lasers. They're leading. They're cutting edge technology. So they're light years ahead of any of the other manufacturers. And yes, most of their lasers are and most of their treatments are for all skin types and safe and FDA approved. And
but now you're saying that obviously you tested, so these lasers must work. But I know, like, my cousin had this little gecko on her back and she regretted it and went to get it taken off. And she's gone through different phases and it's still there. It's
where did she go?
Well, I didn't ask that, but that's why I say, I mean, do people actually get a guarantee when they come to you and they want to take their tattoo off that you're going to be able to remove it? Do you remove it 100%? Do you remove it 50%?
I understand exactly what you're saying. And one of the most important aspects about being in the aesthetic industry, and it's a huge chapter in our training module, is managing expectations and being honest and truthful, because there's absolutely no point promising a client a result and they spend their hard-earned cash
and they don't
at
get
us,
that.
And then they walk out upset and trash your name. So like I said, like, for example, with tattoo removal, there is no laser in the world, and if anybody tells you there is, they are lying, that will remove a tattoo completely.
Okay.
There is the best in the market, which will literally, you'll have a very, very faint mark of where the tattoo was. And what you can also do is actually treat that patch with it's quite funny that I said with more pigment, as in have permanent makeup over it so that you don't see that white patch.
Okay, so you basically burn it out and then you
tattoo over it again. Yes,
like, but the appropriate color.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like permanent makeup then.
Exactly. Well,
actually, speaking about permanent makeup, we've really touched mostly on hair removal and a little bit of tattoo removal. When it comes to permanent makeup, what are some of the things that people are asking for nowadays?
Eyebrows. A lot of women don't realize that eyebrow design is an art, and it's something that we offer. Do not pick up, and this is a warning to every girl growing up, do not pick up a tweezer and just pluck. because that's what they do.
Now tell me, if you pluck and you pluck in the wrong places, does that mean that hair never grows back?
If you do it too much. Sometimes. For too long.
And then you got to draw an eyebrow.
And then you got to draw. Yes.
That's why you see some colors go. You know, it looks like a pencil.
Surprised.
Yeah. The surprise look. Yeah.
And if you go for permanent makeup, you better make sure that you're going to somebody who knows what they're doing. Yes.
It's painful.
You've got to research. You've got to research.
Well, let me ask you this, Tomisha. I have permanent makeup done.
Can you see where?
That's a good thing if you can't see it.
Trained eye can, though.
Can you?
Freckles. I don't know you could do that. But
never
okay,
mind.
That's new. Interesting.
Never mind.
I like what you've done with the...
So can you see?
It's very natural.
What was done? Eyebrows. Yeah, but eyebrows. I like the natural
eyebrows.
Look.
Yeah. But it looks very natural. Whoever you went to did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I don't like that whole pen. It mustn't look like when you wake up in the morning you took a pencil and literally went...
It's called the feathering technique.
Yes. So it's not solid.
No, it's not solid. It's literally like feather lines. Yes. And only specific permanent makeup artists
can
know how to do it. Yes. So we've got a lady by the name of Lida who actually goes to all of our clinics because it's very hard to find somebody who knows what they're doing. And she does. So if you want to book an appointment with Lida, you can with pleasure.
So basically, if you want to remove your tattoo, Tomisha, you're going to have a...
I don't want to
if
remove
If you want to
take
tattoo. Off SQ, there's going to be a white SQ. Then you're
Who's
gonna have
SQ?
To
speak oh, my gosh. There's already a white SQ in my life. Now I'm going to have another one.
And then so then you're going to have to do the permanent makeup. So
surely, though, with all the technology and the advancements and the importing and whatnot, prices...
We're getting back to pricing.
So
what's the price range that we're talking for the services?
So put it this way, you hit the nail on the head. Any reputable laser is going to be imported, and any reputable laser is probably going to cost you around R1 million up per laser. Okay. And different treatments would need different lasers, which means that the treatments aren't going to be cheap.
Yeah.
They're not ridiculously expensive, and if you do the math, actually having laser hair removal, putting up that money up front for a year...
is much cheaper than doing it for the rest of your life.
For waxing for the rest of your life, yes. So it is sort of an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
So for example, an underarm laser hair removal can cost you 550 Rand a session.
Okay.
Mm, times 10 or 12.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
And then if you can, at the laser boutique, you can actually purchase a course of 8 to 12 sessions... and you get a discount and all of that. Okay. So
you can budget for a month, let's say R1,000 if you want to go more. Is the underarm or the legs?
So underarm's about 550. It depends what kind of bikini you have.
Yes.
You know, you've got, there's all sorts of...
Vilmarie has a complicated bikini.
Oh, and you know this.
You can laser a heart for Valentine's Day. Or for your husband. Laser a heart.
Well, that's permanent then, hey?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But you could have your bikini, so you get a mini bikini or Brazilian.
And that's more delicate work, so that'll be more expensive, I'm assuming.
It's not because it's more yes, it is because it just takes longer, so it's all on time. We charge according to time.
Time, okay.
Yeah, so for a Brazilian a bikini costs between 800 to 1,100. So if you're having, for example, a Hollywood extended...
Mm-hmm.
Which is literally everything, and extended means we literally go
right to the back.
Right to the back, yes.
From the front to the back, all the way around in the caboodle.
That's right, and offer it for men too.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But you
about.
Know what?
I
just
for myself.
I'm a visual person. And I think of that and I think, I couldn't.
And you don't visualize BC for one of these.
No, I mean,
you look at someone like Mona BC who's completely dark. Yeah. Would you guys charge like a premium for him?
Oh, Petty, now you're jumping onto the bandwagon, buddy. You clearly missed last week's show. Tomisha's learned his lesson.
Mesh, before you got here, he started speaking about my shorts and he was interrogating.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, any premium charge for someone like him?
For sure.
Okay. Okay. So BC, the next time
we work a lot harder on BC because
we'll turn up the fluence on him.
Yeah, I mean, can you like just change the whole structure of that face
lovely.
And make it handsome? That's not possible.
You
work with lasers, not miracles.
You don't learn, do you?
Okay, so I want to take a short break and then come back because this is a really exciting topic. But we also want to talk about Microsoft. You guys have got a new phone coming out, haven't you?
Yeah, recently launched the 435, proving to be hugely successful. And just prior to that, the 535, all in the Lumia portfolio and doing really nicely, yeah.
Okay, Sean, well, we'll be right back and talk about those two devices and a couple of other things that are on the horizon for Microsoft, especially the work that you guys are doing when it comes to helping entrepreneurs on the African continent, but more specifically right here in South Africa. We'll be right back after this. I should have known you were bad news. From the bad boy demeanor and the tattoos. I should have known you were bad news. But I'm undecided trying to figure out if that's you. Don't you come in thinking you're bothering. Yeah, that's right. We're back on Black Life. That was Iggy Azalea and Trouble featuring Jennifer Hudson. Did any of you guys see Jennifer Hudson perform at the Oscars quite recently?
I did. She was wonderful.
You did. She was amazing, wasn't she?
She is amazing.
She's always amazing. Except when she plays Winnie Mandela.
Really?
That she should never do again.
Yeah. Isn't Iggy the lady with a big bum? One of them.
Yeah, well, you know, that is
the vet chicky.
What we call an enhanced posterior.
You don't do that, do you?
It is, though, because it's not natural. I mean, like, she went...
Yes.
Who else?
Nikki.
Nicki Minaj. You know Nicki went...
Bum implants.
And, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Nicki took the bum implants out, so it's like, oh, weird now, because like, whoa, what happened, Nicki? It's a bit like, I don't know you like this.
Did she take it out?
She took it out.
When? I'm sure she needs skin tightening after months. Taking that out.
She probably did, actually. You would know best.
I should call her.
You should call her. How'd you do it, girl? Iggy, on the other hand, had them enhanced. And, you know, maybe when the trend goes away, then she'll have them taken out. Which is great. You can do what you like
so
nowadays.
So you take them out, then what do you need to do? You'd have to tighten that skin, because surely that skin is stretched.
Yeah, all flabby. And, yeah.
And get laser for
so
them
how
stretch
do you tighten
marks.
It?
Near-infrared skin tightening.
Oh, so you got something for everything.
Mm. Do you guys also do, like, slimming treatments?
Sure.
Yeah, Tumisha, you need a lot of slimming treatment. A lot.
Yes, I do, actually.
But
I do.
Listen, we were busy
For my big head.
Yes, your other head, hey?
Yeah.
Microsoft, yes? Sorry, I jumped the gun.
Sorry.
Sorry. We'll come back to you. So tell us about the new devices that Microsoft has.
Oh, very exciting. Thanks. And again, thanks for the opportunity. I think just to take it maybe a couple of steps back, you know, we went through a deal towards the back end of last year. Nokia Mobile Devices was bought out by Microsoft, and we are now known as Microsoft Mobile Devices. And with that obviously comes a bit of a step change in how we look at the mobile business. You know, everything that is Microsoft runs on Microsoft and Windows, as we know, from an operating system perspective. Yeah, and the interest in that deal and the way that we now position mobile devices going forward is with this Lumia brand in mind. And Lumia is what is probably the constant in this whole scenario, in that it is the smartphone device that runs the Microsoft Windows operating system. So with that in mind, we have to also take a step back and realize that the market from a smartphone perspective is something that's growing daily, weekly, monthly, annually. And in there is an opportunity. And in South Africa, as we all know, the internet penetration is relatively low for various reasons.
One is slow broadband and expensive data.
100% right. Yeah. So in many instances, you know, there are a vast majority of people now that will have their first internet experience on a mobile device, you know, whether we like it or not. And that is mind-blowing, truth be told.
So basically what you're saying is Microsoft has now bought Nokia. So all the Lumia phones that were available and other devices are now actually Microsoft devices.
Exactly right. So that's the exercise we're going through at the moment. Quite an exciting time, quite a challenging time, but I guess, you know, the end goal is always something that we've got in mind in – and really to simplify the approach is take Nokia off the main brand scenario on a Lumia device, replace that with Microsoft, and that's exactly what it is. And for us in market is really, you know, the task ahead is to create and further entrench that association so that people have that association with the two. You know, as I say, you know, smartphone markets are something that are growing, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, and you know, our challenge is to make those more affordable, get them into as many hands on the more affordable side of the market as possible, And that's the journey we're going through at the moment. And I think, you know, with the merge with Microsoft, in terms of the bigger association with Microsoft now, the extended services that are associated with that just provides, you know, incredible opportunities. And that's,
such as?
Well, if you look at Skype, if you look at OneDrive, you know, OneDrive is that cloud-based service where you can store data, be it,
where they,
you know,
can steal your pictures.
that's in another environment. Yeah, that's with a competitor. But yeah, yes, exactly, yes. Right. Yeah. But I think with something that's really been constant, and just on that point, you know, security from a Microsoft perspective has always been paramount. You know, they're very big in corporate enterprises, and there's a standard that needs to be adhered to. Yeah, when you're deploying in those environments. So,
but if I can on that, not just slightly off the topic, but from a security point of view, I read up on all those images that were stolen, etc., of all the celebs and that. But that was personal negligence, wasn't it, in terms of passwords and...
Exactly right.
It wasn't Apple as
no,
such.
100%. And I think, you know, we all have an obligation. You know, we're dealing with data and the integrity of data on a daily, weekly basis.
Yes.
And we have an obligation, you know, to ourselves and to the institutions that you know, pay our salaries and we're employed by, to make sure that we're up there,
safe,
you know,
yeah.
Safe, 100%. Yeah. So that's never going to change. It's become a way of life now. It's something we need to manage, you know, quite closely in our own rights.
Okay. Well, one question that I have is in terms of the devices themselves, because a lot of people buy the devices and the uses for the devices are, of course, leisure, taking photos and that sort of thing. When it comes to work, Microsoft has always been known for Word, PowerPoint, as well as Excel. Do we get those for free on the new Lumias?
You absolutely do. So part of the in-the-box solution when you buy a device at point of sale is exactly that. So it's free Office 365 on activation of that device. And to your point, that then enables you to read, edit, and resend documents like Excel, PowerPoint, Word, and all that good stuff. So
that's amazing.
Yeah,
but do you have one here?
I do.
For us to look at?
I do, absolutely.
Because I mean,
pass it around.
Do you have one for us to?
Guys on Twitter are actually asking us if Sean can take a picture of it.
Yes.
Can
so
Sean
can
take
it.
A picture of
so,
it on
okay.
the same phone?
But now
can
Sean,
take
that's
a picture
that's
on
no,
the phone?
Dimisho.
That's
can
quite
small. Dimisho.
I take a picture of the phone. You know, okay.
Slow
anyway.
Down. That's quite small, but you say you can work on it, so you can use Excel, Word.
What we are finding, and it's a very personal choice, is, you know, screen sizes are morphing,
yes.
You know, all the time. You know, some people, you know, as you're doing on your devices, that's a slightly bigger device, and that's something that's comfortable for you. You get slightly bigger than that, and that's comfortable for whoever chooses that. But this is really the regular smartphone, you know, device size, which is, you know, 4.5.
So is that the size that you guys have, or is there different?
We've got these sizes, and slightly bigger. So you start breaking out then into the phablet space where.
Well, that looks amazing,
Sean. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Now, why buy over Nokia when you can create your own phones? I mean, are you not changing the names of Nokia, or are you using their technology?
The technology remains exactly the same. So
right.
It really is about a branding exercise.
Okay.
The fact that the Lumia part of the old Nokia portfolio is something that was purchased by Microsoft, that's where our focus has to be, and that's where we need to link the brand
right.
of Lumia, as we've known previously,
okay.
to the main Microsoft brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing that I've noticed about the phone is it just feels really fantastic to the hand.
Yeah.
The materials that the phone is made of, especially the cover on the outside, is that... aluminium, is that steel?
That's
that
steel,
plastic?
Absolutely. I mean, you can feel that in the finish, as you rightly said. And the back cover, which is really quite cool, is interchangeable. So you can change colors and personalize it. And really cool still is if you go back to the main screen and just press the Windows button on the front, right at the bottom, it's got active tiles. And those tiles physically morph and move, you know, during the course of the day.
Excuse Wilmarie, she's a bit blonde.
Yeah, sorry, that's BC. But he's a bit of an idiot, but we love him anyway.
Okay, I'm going to your Twitter. Can I post something?
On my behalf, I don't think so. I know how that turns out.
Okay, I won't. Not today. But this looks
In
amazing.
Terms of affordability, though, one of the things that Microsoft has always done is wanted their devices as well as their software to be affordable to a huge number of South Africans and I think people all over Africa who probably wouldn't be able to afford a lot of these things. Is there an affordable version of the Lumia that's coming out with at least some of the software that is as good as this?
I think, yeah, very good question. And something that's been the mantra of Microsoft for many years, and for those of us who have been around longer than others would remember it better, I guess. But the mantra for Microsoft was to have as many Microsoft devices on as many desks as humanly possible. That's obviously changed now because things have become more mobile and it's not really about the desk anymore. It's more about mobility. So, you know, you can pull that through into a different mobility type discussion. And that is exactly what we are carrying into Microsoft from a mobile devices perspective. The affordability part of it is also a very interesting one, particularly in Africa. And I guess from my perspective, South Africa being key, we need to and want to and are aiming to get Lumia devices down to the affordable price band. So, if I looked, well, I just gave high-level numbers, you know, we cover price bands just over R1,000 full retail. We cover price brands in the mid, mid thousands, and then beyond that.
And let's say for R1,000 to R1,500, what kind of a device am I getting?
So that would be the 435, which has just launched recently off the heels of the 535. So 535 is more the mid thousands range. 435 is kind of on or just above the thousand range, and you're getting things like 2-3 megapixel front facing cameras, VGA for selfies, a really good quality VGA for selfies. But I think the really important part is to know, and this could be a concern for many consumers making that buying decision, is that your experience on the lower end of the device spectrum versus the higher end of the device spectrum is going to differ.
Obviously.
Because you've got a more inferior, and that's the perspective, type hardware. It's not the case. I mean, that is something we've driven really hard to ensure.
That's not what I was expecting, actually. Here's my thing, though. In terms of the fear, I think, that people have on a lower end device, if we can call it that, is usually the memory space, usability when it comes to what I can do with that very same device when it comes to browsing on the internet, being able to save notes if I'm a varsity student or at a high school. Do we still have those kind of usabilities on the lower end devices?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if we look, and we're talking specifically Lumia here, if you look at, you know, those products on the R1,000 price mark, you're getting those devices with Office 365. And with Office 365 comes OneNote, as an example, where you can make your notes, save them to the cloud. You've got PowerPoint on the same scale. You've got Word and you've got Excel. All that good stuff comes bundled in the box with that Office 365 proposition, and it's free of charge. And then, you know, you talk about the processing capability and the storage capability of these devices. With OneDrive, you store it in the cloud. It just takes all the stress and the strain off, you know, the device and the functionality of that device as it works through the operating system that it has to work through. So this, you know, this whole, it's been a very, really big buzzword of late, is this, you know, this cloud-based stuff.
Yeah.
But it really is phenomenal. And again, to your point earlier, security key, 100%.
Yeah.
But the functionality and the feature of that is just crazy.
Okay, Sean, well, here's my thing. And I don't know if anyone wants to ask any more questions about the device, but when it comes to Microsoft, you guys are doing a lot of work, especially with enterprise development. How will the new devices, perhaps how will you help people when it comes to enterprise development in terms of, is it possible for entrepreneurs to sell the devices through your distribution channel, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are always those opportunities, particularly in a country like South Africa, where we are trying to at every turn promote entrepreneurship, people to start their own businesses, be it SMB, be it SME, all the various scales, all the way up to enterprise. There are those opportunities, and we've got structures in place to service that. So, yeah, we rely very heavily, particularly in South Africa, where it's very operator-driven, and the relationship and the planning and all that good stuff happens through our operators in South Africa. We've got extensions of that where any opportunities outside of that environment, we are able to, you know, through a distribution leg, we are able to make those opportunities available to South Africa.
Okay, so what did you mean by entrepreneurship?
Oh, like business people.
No.
Like if you're in business,
so what are you?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Acting entrepreneur.
As George Bush once said, you know, I don't like the word entrepreneur because it's business for French or French for business, something like that. Mon ABC, you were going to say something smart.
I think Petenny wanted to before us. Ladies first.
No, go ahead, BC.
No, please, I insist, buddy.
Well, I want to do I want to ask something quickly. On your device, I saw something about birthday drinks. Whose birthday is it?
Like, we're about to ask really poignant questions about entrepreneurship, and then you want to ask whose birthday
is it? Is it your birthday?
It's a very good question. It's not my birthday, but it's one of my staff's birthday.
Okay.
And that really is
a happy birthday.
It's a preview. It's a preview of a calendar entry of my next.
But that's great, though. I like it. That's what I noticed.
100% right. Yeah.
No, Vilmarie, you're just nosy.
No,
you're just nosy.
You know what? Before I go to bed, I use my phone to just download everything that's on my brain so I can sleep, quickly put it in my calendar for tomorrow. And then I find that they come and go quickly on the phone, and as the phone rings, it's gone. I can't see. I forget. With your phone, instantly, it was there in the corner, and I like
that. So you can't forget an appointment that you had with
that
the
I missed already, or, yeah, you know, yeah, by
a
an
bikini
hour.
And, like, you forgot, and it's an important date tonight.
I can see there's a big elephant in the room, so I'm going to go ahead and ask this question, right? So what's so different, I mean, from iPhone and the Sony's underwater, you know, what's so different with this Microsoft phone? You know, I mean, what's your guys' key, you know, unique
selling,
which is why I must leave my iPhone and go to you guys. So or any other device. Why must I leave my
just
device
give it to
and
him
come
for
to
free,
you?
Then he will.
Very good. Very good question.
How it happens.
I'm gonna have to give you one for free, aren't I?
That's
the way this is going.
My man. You see why I like Sean, huh?
No, I just acted as his agent and I get no credit for that one. Hey Sean, come on.
Last week
we're talking about this agent thing, sponsorships. You've got to give credit where it's due because you'll lose good agents.
Mon Avi, you've got a lot to learn about being famous and being a celebrity.
Sorry,
don't worry, we'll teach you as we go along.
Okay, can we not forget that Sean said I must have it for free now? Okay, let's get that out
of the
way.
I think what Sean meant was I must have it for free and let you use it sometimes.
Yes.
It's not for fat people.
Because Vilmarie is my agent, huh? What?
Don't worry, Sean. You just need to talk here.
Yeah, I think let me. It's a great question. It really is, and it's something I get asked, you know, quite often. And I guess the competitors get asked the same question. You know, why change? Why do whatever it is that you need them to do? I think in terms of Microsoft and specifically Windows as an operating system, it's something we've all grown up with. You know, whether we're conscious of it or not, it's always been there. I mean, it's the original desktop solution. It's the original operating system. It's something that we've always had around us. Absolutely,
well.
Yeah. And for the first time in that story, and it's such an exciting time, and I'm not just saying this, I really believe this, is that Microsoft now have an opportunity and ability to take that experience mobile. They now have an ability, and hence the interest and the transaction that was concluded, is we now need to be in a mobile-first, cloud-first environment. And who better to do that than a Nokia, who in its own right has, you know, the history and the legacy and all that good stuff that all of us know already. It's just how we tie those two entities together in the new world, you know, with consumers who have a different expectation, far more educated expectation, and that's the exciting part. So that's the first part of it. Now, I think something, if I could pull something out, just to answer your question as an example, is imaging. Imaging on Nokia devices and imaging on Lumia Microsoft devices going forward are one and the same. They are integral to what it is that we offer. They're integral to what people associate with. We've always had and will continue to have great imaging capabilities. And that's one example of something to hang your hat on. And then the Office 365 environment. We work on that stuff every day behind our desks. We work on it at home on our laptops. Take it mobile. It's in your hand, and it's a consistent experience across all those devices, and that's the real benefit, in there.
I see. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, Sean. You're saying that, I mean, a lot of the times when you see people use their smartphones, it's a picture upload onto social media, so it's more a leisure, like Dumisho alluded to. Are you now saying that you guys are foreseeing mobile phones being people opening them up to work? So I'm here on Word, I'm on Excel, I'm on PowerPoint on this mobile device versus just taking pictures and taking videos.
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head. So those lines between personal and business are completely blurred, as we all know. You know, we're at home at night, we're working on spreadsheets, we're working on Word documents. We're fiddling on Twitter. We're accessing Facebook. We're taking photographs. We're storing them somewhere. We're sharing them.
Yep.
That is happening 24/7. There's no predefined 9-to-5 anymore.
No.
And those lines have become blurred. And I guess it's who can provide the proposition and something that resonates with the individual making that choice to be able to merge that in an efficient and effective way.
Well, actually, speaking about that, going on to that, I seem to have lost my My word.
I want to ask you quickly while he's thinking.
No, wait, wait. Oh. I was going to say I seem to have lost my word app and I can't seem to find it. I was going to like tell you my whole Excel spreadsheet because I need to send an invoice later on and I was going to do it from my iPhone because I've obviously lost or left my PC at home. But that's the thing, right? With what you guys have, it's right there all the time. If I want to send a spreadsheet right away, if I want to send a PowerPoint, I don't have to have my PC on hand all the time.
Fantastic. 100%.
And with CloudBase, so the OneDrive situation, you have access via your phone, via your laptop, via your PC to that document.
It's like a separate server.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But now, you said earlier that affordable is your market, but who is... In terms of LSM, who is your market now? Obviously, it'll change, but where is it you guys want to get to now first?
There are a couple of environments. So if you look at the sub-sort of 1,000 Rand retail pricing, there are a couple of considerations there. You've got students. You've got kids now. All very reliant on the position of their parents' budget.
Yes.
So, you know, cost becomes a factor. And that sub 1,000 Rand is really where that market is absolutely booming. And that is something, you know, that we need to address sooner rather than later.
Especially when it comes to the African continent. I mean, we can't carry on having devices that cost more than 1,000 Rand.
Absolutely right.
But now, if I buy that device for 1,000 Rand, will I be able to still watch videos on YouTube, go and have a great Twitter or Instagram experience, so on and so forth?
Remember, our absolute priority on Lumia from... Now, the affordable smartphone in the Lumia range, right the way through to the top stuff, is going to be exactly the same.
Okay. Now, let's say bought my Lumia. I've bought the new Microsoft PC, and I want to get into business. Before we go, I want to know some of the business opportunities that are available from Microsoft for entrepreneurs.
Outside of mobile devices, there are a number of things. Obviously, there's a lot of social responsibility that's linked to that, and we've got a For Africa part of the Microsoft business that focuses on that. So as those opportunities come about, you know, it's something that's looked at on a regular basis because that is an obligation we have as an organization to grow that part. What I can speak to now is the solution that is there to be offered to someone who is wanting to start out and how we make that process easier, how we make that process mobile, and how we make it consistent across all the different mediums that person is going to be touching on a daily basis. So... The opportunities are there. I guess it's difficult to make a broad-based.
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of them. So where can people go to access them? Is there a website?
A website, yes. Yeah. It'll be the microsoft.co.za website, absolutely.
And some of the things, I mean, I've been to some of your training programs for entrepreneurs. It's not just about learning how to use PowerPoint, but really it's actually about running a good business. And you have a lot of those that are happening, and they're almost, if you register, I suppose, almost free to the public.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
So you said your social responsibility, I mean, corporate social responsibility. So where is that now in terms of, I mean, is it high school? Because you were saying kids. When you say that, are you guys donating? Do you have a specific program?
Yeah, it is. So donation is a big part of that. So things like laptops that run, you know, the Microsoft solution, the operating system, and all the extended services that come with that. And another big one, and again, I keep pulling back to mobile because mobile is pretty relevant for various reasons.
And you're the GM, so let's just drop it in there. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. Is the app development. You know, there are so many opportunities in countries like South Africa and the rest of Africa where apps are, from a mobile perspective, make things like education, things like healthcare, things like security, things like, you know, all that good stuff that's relevant to us on a daily basis. That's where that stuff becomes really relevant. So app development, really, really key for us.
So in terms of app development, then where can people go to access the opportunities that are available to app developers out there?
Again, via the website. And I guess if there's information, www.microsoft.co.za.
Okay, cool.
Really easy to mention.
Well, it could have been .org, and I think that's important, or .net. That
no, I'm sure it's not government-based.
.org is organization. Anyway, just one of those things.
No, yes, it is. No, it's not. BC?
Hello?
BC, why are you asking BC? You should ask Pateni. BC doesn't know anything.
BC's in there with the government.
Listen to you.
Yeah, he is.
Final question from me to both of you.
As we wrap up.
Where do you see Nokia, the Lumia range, especially the ones you head up, where do you see it play an impacting role? Obviously, in this kind of space. I mean, Dumisha's touched on the entrepreneurship, Vilmarie on the CSI, and Sphere. Like, how do you see men in terms of laser? Is it a taboo thing? How do we spread awareness? You know, so Those are my parting shots.
Who's going first?
Who are you speaking to, Sean?
Both.
I don't mind going first. Here it is. I think that it's about educating and about advertising or marketing or just education. A lot of lasers, conventional type lasers, wasn't suitable for all skin types. You know, and a lot of the time men were quite afraid. You know, people, when they think laser, they think they're scared, it's going to be painful. So it's about re-educating that, you know, in today's time, you don't need to go and have a wax and go through that painful experience. You can now relax that and know that you're going to a clinic that has the best and we're well trained and that you're not going to get hurt. And yes, so I think that it's that's why I'm here today, actually.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of you?
So you can give us a call. We've got 8 branches in
what? Can-
yes, we've got we're a franchise and there's franchise but who's opportunities.
Who's that voucher going to? Aaron, call a voucher.
We've got we
a
have voucher to for everyone. Wrap it up. We ask questions later. Where can people
I
get a hold of you?
I want to see your butt.
What?
Getting
I'm actually going
to
take you to that.
Sean, do not take this to
the office. I want to laser your bum.
I'm sorry, Sean. But it's got to be not what you're used to in the corporate world.
It's got to be a Cliff Central. Sorry, it's got to be a Cliff Central video.
Okay. So
live on the show.
Yeah, Vilmarie wants to see your butt to me. She can't get
anywhere. No, I'm going to show it to the world.
Sphere, where do we get a hold of you?
But you'd never stop talking about it. So can I see it?
Yeah.
It's great. You won't miss it. It's like rhino. Rhinoceros.
You love me, eh?
Yeah, I
told you I'm not that way.
We've got
I'm strictly hetero.
Sean.
Okay, Sean?
I think commented on that to education. So education is absolutely key. But I think from our perspective, it's more a case of listening. Keep listening, keep understanding, keep appreciating what it is that customers want. Identify with that and make sure that you're always providing top quality products to help them drive their.
Just before we close, I just want to quickly say something from my side with you guys. I mean, Microsoft, I'm not someone that changes easy, but just the background on Microsoft, I would, and Nokia as well, because there's never been anything negative about it. I think that's a good, unique selling point.
Thanks very much.
I'll tell Bill.
Yeah.
When I see him.
Sean, all the cool kids, how do you speak to all these cool kids?
It's, I guess, bringing cool back. So, I mean, that's exactly what it is. And we're going to continue to drive and build the cool factor in Microsoft, and particularly in Lumia. But, yeah, good point.
Okay, we got to go. So that's it. We're out of here. What, do you want to give us a number?
Yes, the number 0861-850-851. And it's Beautique. So it's www.thelaserbeautique, spelled BEAUTIQUE.co.za.
Bye-bye.
Bye.